Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed. With destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are back this week. EdFinnTravels.com, the travel expert.ie. I know they like me to plug that.
Oh, you're great, Trina.
Thank you.
Fair play to you.
You can get all your info when you're traveling.
Another custard cream for Trina there, Sarah.
We're looking at unspoiled places in Ireland today.
Yes.
Wow. Places that people wouldn't think of going to.
No.
Yeah. No wild, not a bit of a Wild Atlantic Way in sight.
Yeah, no, not in the middle of nowhere or anything like that. I mean, I'm talking about a place I love very much, Armagh, the ecclesiastical capital of Ireland. You know I love a good church,
Trina.
We have
a listener, Seamus, from Armagh. He'd be delighted to hear you talking about Armagh.
I mean, a lot of people go to Belfast, of course, which is an amazing city. UNESCO City of Music, great Christmas markets. Derry, of course, which is, you know, fabulous for Halloween. And, of course, you know, the Derry Girls and loads of...
Oh, I love the Derry Girls.
Yeah, amazing. And the mural is fantastic there, right? And, I mean, Derry, so much to do and see up there. But Armagh is a place which is really near, and I was there recently, and it's just so brilliant, right? I loved it. They have the Navan Fort, which is like Newgrange, the whole history of the Celts there that they discovered, which is phenomenal. You can walk from there, you can do a St. Patrick's Camino, you get your passport stamped all the way to Downpatrick. Beautiful walk. They have the Planetarium, one of the oldest planetariums in Ireland, and Sir Patrick Moore from the Sky at Night used to be a director there. They have meteorites from around the world. It's an amazing place. Jocelyn Bell, who was part of the Armagh Planetarium, she discovered pulsars, one of the most foremost scientific minds, you know, of our century. It's amazing up there. And the observatory as well is fantastic. Then you go to like the Orchard County is what Armagh is called. Well, fields and fields of orchards and apples and Longmeadow cider. I was there recently making griddle bread on Granny's.
I was going to say lovely apple tart, but no, Ed says cider.
Yeah, I know. Like I was tasting the apples, right? The Bramley apples. I was with Catherine McKeever there. Now, some of them, the apples, one of them ends in the word prince. It's kind of purple skin and it's like something like a Michelin star apple. I mean, you'd never want to put it out of your hand. Oh. And they have golden, like they've incredible varieties there. But when I was up recently, it's harvest time now over the next few weeks and just so gorgeous walking through there. But they do, you know, apple cider vinegar, which they make, which is fabulous for health and for losing weight as well. They have the most beautiful bottles of that. So, I mean, but that is a real, and they did apple tart. We made apple tart as well. But the Bramleys and all the different apples, and they do murder mystery nights. They do all sorts of fun things there in the barn. But it was great. I mean, I must say now, I really enjoyed getting out into nature. And it reminded me when I was a young fella robbing apples down in Cork, but it was really brilliant. I stayed
But there's no train to Armagh, is there?
No, in fact, there's a train to Portadown, which is 12 miles away. But that is one thing that they lack a little bit that they're working on because, you know, the new train now has kicked in Belfast. Now, again, the new service is up and running and Portadown. They've a state-of-the-art station. So it's nearby, but I drove up. The other thing I loved, Trina, was the Game of Thrones studio tour. You know, I'm a big fan of Game of Thrones. Guess who was there a month ago? George R.R. Martin, who wrote it all, went and did a sneaky visit. And I was gone. I was said, why did no one tell me? It was like all hush hush. I started watching Game of Thrones again last week because, I actually love it again. Yeah. I mean, you know, but I forgot because it's so good. But one thing I loved, and we're talking about places to stay, was New Forge House. Now, this is a 17th century, sixth generation kind of Georgian house, was a linen mill, and there's six bedrooms. You go in, John and Lou there, John Mathers, he's the chef, and every night he cooks a four-course meal for you. Oh my God, like stuffed figs with goat's cheese, sea bass, beautiful fillet steak, you know, cheese board or, you know, top. But like everything is homemade. They make everything themselves. You go in, you sit by the big roaring fire. You have your gin. He has 50 gins on the menu, right? He has an amazing wine list. But if you want a treat and you want something away from it all, I suppose this is one of the dinkiest, most beautiful country houses in Ireland. Now, it's part of the Blue Book, of course.
Yeah.
That'll tell you the whole ethos of it. Maharalyn is the name of the place and it's just divine. And the red creepers outside. And it lends itself to autumn and winter breaks.
Yeah. Can I just ask, how does one get into the Blue Book?
You're invited in. There's a certain criteria. Things like kind of family run, must be really good food, kind of history, something, you know, it's like the opposite of a chain hotel, I guess, really. Mm. But if you look around, like the Merion Hotel here would be in the Blue Book, chapter one. Like they've got country houses, castles, Barberstown Castle, Castle Durrow, would be in at Castle Leslie. They have a lot of stuff. Hayfield Manor down in Cork would be a blue book, for example. Bishop's Gate in Derry. There's a huge mix of amazing properties. But some of them, I mean, the number one voted in the world, Ballyfin. You know, domain where, you know, the Kardashians went for their honeymoon. I don't know which one of them was, but anyway, I'm not. I don't follow them.
There's so many of them.
Ballyfin is in it. It's like incredible. It's won so many awards. You know, it's up there in the kind of top echelons of luxury. So that's how it works, yeah. Are you thinking of entry? Are you thinking of putting yourself forward for membership, Trina?
I remember years ago, I remember buying my mum a voucher for the Blue Book years ago, going, this is, we all put our money together, this is really special.
Yeah.
And she let the blooming thing go out of date.
There's no such thing. There's
no such
thing.
This was years ago.
It doesn't matter. It never goes out of date. That voucher is still valid.
But it's about 15 years old.
Doesn't matter. They never go out of date, Trina.
I need to root through the house.
I'm stating this on the air. Blue Book vouchers never go out of date. So that is still, have you still got it? It's valid still. Yeah.
But have a
look. From the time they started, people have found them stuffed in the back of sofas. They never go out of date. And that is part of the whole Blue Book.
I'm on a mission.
Ethos. So
I'm
you find that voucher now. And listen, it is if anyone out there, it's one of my favourite Christmas presents. I give them and I get them and it's brilliant. And you get great value actually. Armagh is fabulous value. Now the two cathedrals I did as well, I was chatting to Dean Shane Forster, and you know the Robinson Library? They have an original Gulliver's Travels, one of the original books with prints and notes by him, things that he wanted to change. It's like a mini long room, you know, Trinity here, the Robinson Library. And up in the cathedral, they have a walled garden at the back of the cathedral. Brian Boru is buried there. His head is there. And the food. Red Ned's Pub, by the way, the hole in the wall, great for music and drinks and all that.
I'm just amazed at Ed. He knows all this off the top of his head. Yeah. He's not even looking at any notes there. How do you remember?
He remembers all,
this? All
the names too.
You know the way you have a lovely weekend and you really enjoy. I really enjoyed it. And listen, the galley fish and chip shop, right? £5 for a big cheeseburger, chips, and curry sauce, and £5, right?
Yeah.
They do lunch specials just near the Armagh City Hotel there. The galley, great value.
So you hated Armagh. Sarah, what do you have for us?
I know, I'm trying to pick somewhere else that people may not consider, and it's Louth, County Louth. And we went this year on one of those famous daycations that Fáilte Ireland were promoting right throughout the summer. And it's just such a great idea, firstly, the whole concept that you just get up early in the morning and you head off, you know, book a couple of different activities and you're home. You don't have to have the expense of an overnight hotel. You still get loads in and you feel like you've kind of had a little mini holiday. So we went up to Louth and I don't know what I was expecting, really. I mean, I've been to Carlingford before, lovely little town, you know, but actually we had such an amazing day. We really enjoyed it. There's a new greenway there from Carlingford. They're actually eventually going to be connecting it with Newry, but we just cycled as far as Omeath. I think it was about 7 kilometres. It is like a 23 kilometres round trip at the moment, and then they will be eventually extending it as far as Newry. But it was just really, really nice. Great guy there in Carlingford by car. Like, it's €10 for 2 hours. Like, wow. Where would you get it? Like, €15 for 3 hours. You can get electric bikes as well. Nice little coffee shops all along the coast we stopped in. And it was just a really kind of nice family experience. And then after that, what was absolutely brilliant, highly recommended with teenagers, was White River Park karting. Now, you know, when you go on holidays and you see these little kind of small little kart tracks, you see the kids going around. Now, this is nothing like that. It's full on.
Mandela.
Really, yeah, absolutely. Like, really, really impressive. You need to be 14 and over to do it, but it's like a full international circuit. €60 for 25 minutes, or you can do €40 for a smaller circuit for, again, 25 minutes. Now, we were absolutely flying around the place. You can actually get up to 80 kilometres an hour. There's only 18 on the track at any one time, but myself, my husband, and my son did it. Now, I came second last. But, like, I felt like I was going 200 miles an hour. Like, I felt like I was flying it. Like, yeah. I mean, it turned out my average speed was 42 kilometres or something like that. So it was a really kind of unique sort of thing to do. And especially with teens, it can be an awkward kind of age. And my husband loved it as well. Anyone who's into cars would love it, because they're just going around the track. Really, really reasonable. They kit you out with all the gear and everything. And then what we did afterwards then was we went to the Glide Inn. Have you ever been there? I'd heard about it before, but it's literally this pub right on the seafront. Loads of outdoor tables, but the seafood is amazing. Louth have this, what they call the Sea Louth Trail, where there's loads of different restaurants that you can stop in all along the way, and really, really big for their seafood. We had these clarhead prawns, but it, like, I just remember on the menu, they're not just clarhead prawns, they're like straight from Pat Lynch's boats. You know, they mention whose boats they're from and stuff like that. It was really, really cool, but the food was fab. Another place that a lot of people recommended was Strandfield House. Don't know if you've been there, but I believe it's kind of like a posher Avoca, I suppose. Do you know that kind of way? But everybody raving about that place as well. We tried to get into it, but the queues were all the way back. So I'd say that's another place that comes highly recommended.
And did you not go up and say, excuse me, I'm Sarah Slattery from The Travel Expert?
No, I wouldn't be doing that kind of thing. Ed would do that. Yeah.
They'd probably recognise her. She goes around in hoodies all the time. She can't go to an airport with her, I'll tell you.
But no, it was really surprised me. And then we just went to the beach afterwards and had this like fab walk along the beach. And there was loads of people in swimming. And I was kind of saying, geez, it's really surprising. You know, some of the places that you just wouldn't consider going. Brilliant for a day trip or an overnight. You could book into a hotel, obviously, and combine it with Meath. You do some of the Newgrange or any of the Boyne Valley activities, anything like that. But sometimes it's the kind of the side of Ireland, I think, that's often overlooked, particularly if you're a Dubliner. It's literally up the road. So you've no excuse.
And listen, by the way, I just wanted to give a little shout out as well. When I was up in Armagh, I did an amazing walking tour. This lady, Donna Fox, she's won awards for her sort of sightseeing. She does a Georgian tour because it's famous for Georgian architecture called Not So Georgian. And she goes to the underbelly of it all. And it's really good. And I met Councillor and Lord Mayor Sarah Duffy when we were on the trip. She's the youngest female Lord Mayor in Armagh, 32. Yeah. But Donna Fox, she does brilliant tours. And, you know, the real underbelly of like, what went on? And people used to have false teeth made out of wood and clay, and they used to make eyebrows with mouse hair, Trina.
Oh,
you learned this on the tour.
Oh,
listen, it was an eye-opener for me, if you pardon the pun.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Really, Not So Georgian. Book that, right? You'll have a great laugh.
God.
Yeah.
Sarah Slattery and Ed Finn, I'm going to get sick. Thank you so much. We will chat to you next week.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed, with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.